Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Gospel of John, John chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. Later, Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. This is how it happened. Several of the disciples were there: Simon Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the Twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." "We'll come too," they all said. So they went out in the boat, but they caught nothing all night. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get some." So they did, and they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, for he had stripped for work, jumped into the water, and headed to shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore, for they were only about 100 yards from shore. When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them, fish cooking over a charcoal fire and some bread. "Bring some of the fish you've just caught," Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore. There were 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. "Now come and have some breakfast," Jesus said. None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Then Jesus served them the bread and the fish. This was the third time Jesus had appeared to his disciples since he had been raised from the dead. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," Peter replied. "You know I love you." "Then feed my lambs," Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said. "You know I love you." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus said. A third time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go." Jesus said this to let him know by what kind of death he would glorify God. Then Jesus told him, "Follow me." Peter turned around and saw behind them the disciple Jesus loved, the one who had leaned over to Jesus during supper and asked, "Lord, who will betray you?" Peter asked Jesus, "What about him, Lord?" Jesus replied, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? As for you, follow me." So the rumor spread among the community of believers that this disciple wouldn't die. But that isn't what Jesus said at all. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who testifies to these events and has recorded them here. And we know that his account of these things is accurate. Jesus also did many other things. If they were all written down, I suppose the whole world could not contain the books that would be written. Verses 1 through 25, John chapter 21. Lord, thank you for the power, the grace, and the light that rests upon your word. Thank you for the grace that pours into our minds and our hearts and our lives as we take time to read and meditate on your word. And Lord, thank you for the fact that when we open your word, it's one-on-one time as you speak words of life, power, and blessing to our lives. With every passing day, more and more help us to fall more in love with you and with your word, and empower us to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Hey, love, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask that you'd speak today. Father, I ask that you'd speak through this broadcast, that you'd speak directly to us. And Father, I ask that we'd be listening. I ask that you'd tell us where you want us to cast our nets. Wherever we're going, where we're not catching fruit, where we're not seeing your works done, Father, I ask that you'd tell us and that we'd step out in faith, following in obedience according to your word, to see how you can move and how you can do the miraculous and how you can make all things new. Thank you so much, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're graced to have with us once again in studio, Jade Holifield, who is co-hosting with us today. Jade, how are you today?
I'm blessed. Good morning. Oh, look, I'm trying to stop coughing. It's allergy season, but I'm doing well.
Well, you'll do a super job with us in spite of.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Isaac, your producer, keeps looking at me on the side every time I cough, so I'm trying to not cough, Isaac. I'm sorry.
Jade, would you lead us in a word of prayer at this
time?
Man,
I would love to. That was a good passage that you read. Father God, we just thank you so much for your word, Lord. It truly is sharper than any two-edged sword. Father, I ask that you would help us all, every listener that's tuning in right now, Lord, give us a desire to be fishers of men, Lord God. Father, you said in your word that we are to pray for laborers. And one thing that I'm aware of when we pray for that we ourselves as believers should be a laborer as well. Father, I ask that you would give us a heart to have your heart, your passion towards men and women, Lord, to share the gospel, Lord God. Help us to stop with the excuses of, I don't have the personality, or I don't know what to say. And help us to rely on your word, on the power of your spirit, Lord God, you will give us exactly what to say. Father, may we bring much glory to your name during today's episode. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jade. We are very grateful and blessed and honored to have with us once again Pastor Keith Neds. He's the founder of the ministry Calligraphy for Christ, amongst other things that he does for the kingdom of God. Pastor Keith, how are you today?
Doing very well, thank you. Glad to be with you.
An honor to have you with us once again. And I'm going to ask if you'll take time to further introduce yourself and then tell our listeners about what the mission and work of Calligraphy for Christ is about.
Okay, well, I was in the field of banking and the technology in Ohio, I was serving in our local church just volunteering with music and things. But then 9/11 happened, and I got this burden after hearing about these people thinking somehow they're going to go straight to heaven and have all kinds of sensual pleasures there if they just kill themselves by killing others. I thought people need to know about Jesus Christ, and other people can do the banking stuff or the programming. I just have been gifted and had a background. I want to tell more people about Jesus. So the position to open up in Texas for a part-time pastor. I've been here 20 years, and that when I first came down, the senior pastor said, "Hey, I would like to have a Bible verse on the bulletin," because he knew I did some lettering. And so I started doing that, and then I'd lettered some other things. I took all that and thought, boy, people need to have the Word of God before their eyes. So we started this little 501c3 organization to help people get God's Word out before their eyes. And that's been a blessing to be on getting to hear on my end how God's Word just really ministers to people as nothing else can, really.
Okay. Well, if someone wants to learn more about the ministry of calligraphy, your ministry, Calligraphy for Christ, if they'd like to see some of your work, how would they do that?
That would just be by going out to calligraphyforchrist.com. And there'll be all kinds of explanations there of how they can get things. There's some. We just recently started doing bulletin covers, free bulletin cover downloads, with just scripture that you can put right on the front of your bulletins. So, you know, we've been enjoying this ministry.
Okay. Well, you know, I want to take a moment. I want to share a passage that brings out a very important point related to one of the reasons why the mission behind Calligraphy for Christ is so important. And it's a passage that talks about discipling our families, our children, our grandchildren, but also it even deals in the latter part of these verses. It talks about even honoring God in the way we decorate our homes too. So I'm going to share. This is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1-9. These are the commands decrees and regulations that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. You must obey them in the land you are about to enter and occupy. And you and your children and grandchildren must fear the Lord your God as long as you live. If you obey all his decrees and commands, you will enjoy a long life. Listen closely, Israel, and be careful to obey. Then all will go well with you, and you will have many children in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road, when you're going to bed and when you're getting up. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 1 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 6. And so, amongst other things, this passage lets us know that living the life of a disciple and doing the work of making disciples is clearly to be a lifestyle for us within our homes, in our families, and in our communities, and in the world. And part of that has to do with even the way we decorate our surroundings and our homes as well. And so, would you share your thoughts in relation to that, Pastor Keith?
Yes, the Lord said, it's recorded in three of the four Gospels, word for word there, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And his word is living, and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And as I've helped people get the God's word in front of them, I've seen really wonderful responses that people have said, and different verses will stick out to different people at the time, whatever they need in their life at that time, a verse will be there. And so, you know, the world knows about putting their messages out, and, but right. God's word is much more strong, and what a privilege to be involved with this.
That is so true, so true.
Pastor Keith, I have a question. I was curious. I'm on your website now, which I'm loving what I'm looking at right now. So I see you have downloadables. So when it comes to the calligraphy with scripture, is it you can also order it and you all like and they can put it in a frame as well as have it on their phones? Because I know ultimately the purpose is for them to meditate on the on scripture.
Right. Right. Yes, I've got different options there. The one we just recently put on is free downloads because we started putting bulletins using the scriptures here in Rockwall, Texas on our bulletins and figured, why don't just make that available to everybody else? But then if they actually want a print of different scriptures, in fact, Deuteronomy 6, it was just read, is one of those, they can put in an order because I have to print it and I send it in a sleeve. And I don't send anything framed just because that's a little bit of a hassle for all the glass and breakage possibilities. Right. So we just send the print, so that's how we're working at this point.
I love this.
All right. Well, Pastor Keith, we're coming up on a break. But on the other side, I'm going to ask if you'll pray for our listeners to really have wide open ears and hearts to hear what the Lord wants to say through them. And then we want to give you the chance to share about a specific project that you're involved with during this time. So we'll pick up there on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Pastor Keith Neds. He's the founder of the ministry called Calligraphy for Christ. Lord, thank you for this ministry. And thank you, Lord, for every believer listening. Thank you for each and every one of us and your hand of grace upon each and every one of our lives. Bless each and every one of us and the ministry of Calligraphy for Christ. Bless each of us indeed. Expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon each one of us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We'll be right back. Music of C.C. Winans with Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Pastor Keith Neds. He's the founder of the ministry Calligraphy for Christ, and our co-host today is Jade Holifield in studio with us today as well. Pastor Keith, as we begin this segment, would you again specifically pray for our listeners to have ears to hear all the Holy Spirit wants to say to them about this work and how maybe they can be involved with the same kind of thing as the Lord leads?
Okay. Yes, Lord, we do pray that you'd work in hearts as listeners hear this broadcast. They hear your word quoted. They hear us crying out to you for help. And we thank you that your word, you promised it, it's not going to return void. So I pray you'd open our eyes, that we may behold wondrous things out of your law. Our ears would be attentive to your word, and we would respond. We would not push away the promptings of your spirit. So we thank you for the way you lead us, the way you love us, and work through this time in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Keith, you were going to share with us about a specific project that you're involved with at this time.
Yeah, so I've been concerned for our nation. My parents, I have a wonderful heritage. I don't know how many years my mother worked at the election polling place and just was so involved in seeking to instill godly principles and elect godly leaders. And my father even would travel some and give messages against communism. They both my parents love the Lord. They're with him now. But as after doing being involved with Calligraphy for Christ and seeing the power of what we put before our eyes and seeing our nation decline in our community here, I got involved with right before 2016 election. There was a group that got together and became a rather big group here in Rockwall, Texas, and praying for our nation. And and there was an older man that had these signs that was calling people to come to these events to pray together. And he was getting up in years. It really wore him out to get these big signs up. Even some of them were 4x8 feet signs that he put in our community and just really encouraged me. So after the election there in 2016, as many times happens, the prayers group sort of dwindled, and we ended up having it at our church. We have a monthly prayer meeting now, call it community prayer meeting. And I still have we still have the signs up. I took over that older man's job, so to speak, and we're able to have signs in our community that say "Pray for America," and gives us a date. It's a community prayer meeting, and I'll have different verses at different times on these signs. Then, in I guess it was 2020, my son-in-law ran for state representative in Mesquite, just down the road from Rockwall, and he knew I did these signs, the big signs. He said, "Well, could you make like a little sign, like a yard sign?" And as I'm distributing my campaign signs, I'll offer folks a Pray for America sign too. And I thought, "Wow, that is a great idea." He said he might like maybe about 200. So, but then I started thinking, why should I just limit it to my son-in-law using them? So we developed a sign and tried to really have the emphasis where it needed to be. The biggest word here is pray. And then under that, for America, and it's red, white, and blue, the different colors here. But it can be seen from pretty far away. Pray for America. And then underneath, in a little bit smaller letters, but still very readable, for all in authority, God desires all to be saved. Mm-hmm. So really the gospel's the really motivating. And this is right out of 1 Timothy 2. Mm-hmm. And why don't I just take a minute to read there out of 1 Timothy 2? I think it's so appropriate, if that's okay.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So we started producing these signs and trying to find places where we could, in businesses and churches and different conferences. Paul Blair with Liberty Pastors, I was able. They hosted an event here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, and really gave a very. It was very kind. They had sponsors, so pastors didn't have to pay a whole lot to go to this. And so I thought, well, how could I help and sort of give back, so to speak, to those folks? And so we started going to their conferences. And just setting up a whole bunch of these prayer signs and saying, if you promise to pray, then you can take one of these signs, or even more, if you'll promise to pray regularly for America and display the signs in a visible place. So mm-hmm. At this point, we've distributed about 17,500 signs, and they're in all kinds of different places in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's been, praise God.
I've just been thrilled to see what the Lord's done. I never would have imagined this happening, but it's been of the Lord, as far as I can see, and I just would like to see more people called to prayer through this very visible display. You put it; it's main. This little prayer sign is meant for people's homes. They put it in their yard, mm-hmm. and then people you're identified as a praying home. You know,
mm-hmm.
In 2020, when we had the lockdown and everything, I was thinking, how could I encourage people? We had enough funding to put up billboards in the Dallas area,
mm-hmm.
and we did that for a while. I didn't have any way to see if there was any feedback. I'm sure the Lord used that, but mm-hmm. it dawned on me that really the bigger... I had a lady from our church that is a paramedic and works for a fire department, and she sent me a text one time, said, Pastor Keith, I just love all these signs. I'm seeing them all throughout our community as I drive around. They're such an encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And so individual homes, we decided not to do the billboards anymore because I think individual homes being identified as prayer warriors and encouraging their neighbors to pray is a much more powerful tool.
Mm. Well, Pastor Keith, if someone listening would like to get a sign, how would they go about ordering one from you?
Well, on our website, calligraphyforchrist.com, there's you can see the sign actually right on the first page, one of the things that pictures that cycles through, and you can click on that or just do a search on Pray for America, and then that product will come up. Now, it's been on my heart to as much as possible, give these away. The 17,500 have been given away
mm-hmm.
at this point. Now, some people donate, and that's fine. That's great, but God's going to provide. But with Calligraphy for Christ, there is a cost here and to box things. And so we're able to have individual signs that can purchase there,
mm-hmm.
and they can purchase multiple of those, just one at a time, or then I figured out a way to get like 25 in a box with the stands. They're mm-hmm. called H stands, and it tells all about it on the website, so they can buy them by box, and they're not going to find anything because we're doing it at our cost for this,
mm-hmm.
And we just started doing this, so that's how they can get it. And I've been trying to go to these different conferences and places, and in our local community, I set them up, and people can take them. But I figure we need a bigger way to distribute them, and I've got some other ideas too, but this is our next step.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Pastor Keith, I'm over here just like, this man is an evangelist, for real. And especially how you're encouraging other people, especially those in the body of Christ, to pray. One thing, I have a question for you. Like, There are so many people who claim to be believers, but they do not cultivate this gift, this power that we have when it comes to prayer. You know, it's actually a commandment that Jesus tells us to pray without ceasing. So, I'm sure you've heard testimonies, and I'm curious how many people who have shared with you or emailed the ministry, hey, because of your signs, I started praying, because there is power when we pray.
Yes, yes. Yes, I've heard that, and I've heard my son-in-law, he still has a sign in his yard, he said people would come by and just sort of stare at his sign, because there's a lot of signs that say Pray for America, but they don't really have any scripture. Now, there's other ones that have, and I love it, 2 Chronicles 7:14, but there's so much, it's you can't see it very, that's a long verse to put on a little prayer sign, but people come up and say, oh, we're supposed to pray for all in authority, and God desires all to be saved. Well, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And I've seen people be encouraged to start to pray, and when you have it in your own yard, you think, well, if I'm encouraging others to pray, it says Pray for America, I better be setting the example. So it's a great reminder.
Exactly.
And actually, just to give you an understanding, this is Satan hates it when God's people start praying.
Come on, Pastor.
And this
Keith.
One business where I had him standing up there, and they let me have him there, and people would take him. They said in their neighborhood, just about every house on their own one street, they had him. The individuals had them in their yards, but then somebody came and stole them all and got rid of them. So there is some opposition here, but greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world.
Mm. Well, you know, even whoever stole them, apparently the Holy Spirit's dealing with them in some capacity, you know. So,
yeah. Amen. That's right. So true.
But that's great. And again, you know, something I would want to share with every single listener is it's important for us to live a lifestyle of listening to the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. about what he'd have us to do individually and collectively, because things like putting out a yard sign is something that the Holy Spirit literally can use to touch hundreds, thousands of people or more sometimes. Even though it might not seem overly significant, the Holy Spirit always knows what to do. Our job is to listen and obey. Mm-hmm. So, Pastor Keith, would you pray for the church to be wiser when it comes to witnessing with tools like yard signs, gospel tracts, and things like that as well?
Yes, Lord, you have told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel and to make disciples. And Lord, you've given us all different gifts. You've given me a graphics kind of calligraphy gift for visual things, but other people have all kinds of different gifts. But I pray that you'd touch hearts and we'd respond to what you want us to do specifically and with the giftings you've given us. I do pray, as was prayed right at the beginning of the program, Lord, I pray that you would raise up laborers. You've asked us to do that. The fields are white, all ready to harvest, and we need folks to give out the good news, take advantage of being a laborer together with you in this enterprise of the good news of Jesus Christ, especially as we look forward to Good Friday and Resurrection morning. We're so grateful that we're on your team, and it's a winning team. So help us not to neglect this great opportunity and the fields that are white around us for harvest all around us. So help us not to be busy with things that have no value. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Keith, share with our listeners one more time if they would like to get some of the prayer yard signs or maybe some of the other items you have on your website. Tell them again how they can do that.
Just go out to the website, calligraphyforchrist.com. And all the information will be there that they need. And if they have any questions, I've got a phone number there. They can call me or bigger orders of prayer signs or whatever. We're glad to help any kind of encouragement we can give.
All right. Okay, Jade, I'm going to ask, would you take time to pray for Pastor Keith and the work and the mission and ministry of Calligraphy for Christ?
I would love to. And Father God, I just thank you for Pastor Keith's heart to be a vessel of yours, Lord, to be the hands and feet of Christ. And Lord, just the gifts that you've given him and how he has used them to bring glory to your name. I do ask that you would enlarge his territory, the territory of the ministry that you brought before him. Enlarge it. Bless it indeed. May your hand him be upon this ministry, Lord, that you would keep him from evil, Lord God. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just the impact that he's already made with individuals and even the folks that stole some signs. Lord, I just thank you that there's some work that's going on in there, and I just ask that you would bring them to Christ as well. Father, continue to cultivate the hearts of believers, Lord, who are tuned in, who have a Pray for America sign in their home. Lord, help us not to neglect the special gift and commandment that you have given us to pray without ceasing, Lord. Let us be made aware even more so that you incline your ears to your children when we pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And Lord, I too thank you again for Pastor Keith and the Ministry of Calligraphy for Christ. Thank you for this prayer yard sign project as well, Father. Anoint the ministry, anoint the project with a fresh anointing, and more stir every one of us to be believers who are always, always, always listening to the Holy Spirit for ways and opportunities and chances to be bright, shining witnesses for you, vessels through which your Spirit can reach to point people to Jesus Christ. Help us to recognize, Lord, that we need to be passionate about the work of the spread of the gospel, passionate about the work of making disciples, passionate about encouraging the church to be the church in view of the fact that the world in so many ways seems so dark, yet your light is shining brighter and brighter. Help us to do that faithfully. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Pastor Keith, thanks so much for being with us, and please keep up the great work with Calligraphy for Christ, all right?
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
All right. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Music of Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Just a reminder, our guest in the first two segments, again, Pastor Keith Neds, the founder of Calligraphy for Christ. If you'd like to, again, go to the website to look at some of the wonderful things that they've created on their website, things that are available, items that are available for you to purchase and or order. Again, go to calligraphyforchrist.com. Again, that's calligraphyforchrist.com. And if you wanted to get one of the prayer yard signs, again, same email or same website, calligraphyforchrist.com. Well, for our final segment, we're grateful to have in studio a special guest by the name of Ms. Gigi Witherspoon. And Gigi, good to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's fun to be with you too.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in here. Mom, Phoenicia's with us as well.
Good morning.
Great to have you all with us. And Phoenicia is a minister of the gospel, and Nene is a minister in training. Gigi is a minister in training apparently as well. But Gigi, again, thank you for coming. We often like to have young people to come on to read because young people inspire other young people, and young people inspire adults as well. And so you're going to read for us Genesis chapter 1, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, go right ahead at this time.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God said that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. And evening passed and morning came, marking the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a space between the waters to separate the waters of the heavens from the earth of the waters of the earth." And that is what happened. God made the space to separate the waters of the earth from the waters of the heavens. God called the space sky. The evening passed and morning came, marking the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters beneath the sky flow together into one place, so dry ground may appear." And this is what happened. God called the dry ground land and the water sea, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land sprout with vegetation, every sort of seed-bearing plant, and trees that grow seed-bearing fruit. These seeds will then produce the kinds of plants and trees from which they came." And that is what happened. The land produced vegetation, all sorts of seed-bearing plants and trees. With seed-bearing fruit, their seeds produced plants and trees of the same kind, and God saw that it was good. And evening passed, and morning came, marking the third day. Then God said, "Let great lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them mark off the seasons, days, and years. Let these lights in the sky shine down on the earth." And that is what happened. God made two great lights, the sun and the moon, the larger one to govern the day and the smaller one to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set these lights in the sky to light the earth, to govern the day and night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And evening passed and morning came, marking the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters swarm the fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that scurries and swarms in the water, and every sort of bird, each producing offspring of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and plenty. Let the fish fill the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." And evening passed and morning came, marking the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth produce every sort of animal, each producing offspring of the same kind, livestock, small animals that scurries along the ground, and wild animals." And that is what happened. God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small animals, each able to produce offspring of the same kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image to be like ourselves. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals in the earth, and the small animals that scurries along the ground." So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and plenty and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Regain over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and the animals that scurry along the ground." Then God said, "Look, I have given you every sea-bearing plant throughout the earth, and all the fruit trees of your food, and I have given every green plant as food. For the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and the small animals that scurry along the ground, everything that has life." And that is what happened. Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was very good. And evening passed, and morning came, marking the sixth day.
All right. Thank you, Gigi. You're an excellent reader. Thank you for taking the time to read that, very much so. Phoenicia, I'm going to ask, would you take time now specifically to pray for youth in our culture and pray for the church to become much more diligent and deliberate about ministering to young people and youth.
Father God, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for this day that you have given us. Father, our prayer request right now is what has gone forth. Lord, I pray now that we lift up our youth to you. Father, I pray that you place people in their lives who can minister to them according to their specific needs. Father, heighten our spirit of awareness, our spirit of discernment. Father, deepen our just drive and our desire to help the youth. Father, I pray that the hearts of the youth are prepared to receive the word from you, to receive the teaching from you. Father, that a hunger and desire is placed within them to know you. Father, I pray that relationship grows between youth and you. Father, I pray that we as church members here in the earth, we are your arms, your feet, your hands, your mind, your mouth to minister to the youth. Father, I pray that all the resources that we need are given and provided by you to help minister to the youth. Father, I pray that we have hearts of compassion, Father, to receive these, your youth, yes, and lift them, Jesus, up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that any tactic and design of the enemy that is set forth in us, that comes against us, Father, to be productive and to lift these youth up to you, Father, that it is cast down and it will not proceed. It will not be successful. Father, for the youth that you place within our hands, Father, that they will grow and be everything that you have called and purposed for them to be in the earth now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That is my prayer. Lord, I pray that we are strengthened. We are boldened, Father. We are emboldened, Father. We have your strength, and we go forward in your power and in your might in the name of Jesus. That is my prayer, Father, because we know that in you everything, everything will succeed, Father. And that is our prayer. Father, you said that we can draw near to you, so we are drawing nearer to you now, Father, on this task and this journey to surround, Father, these youth, Father, because let them be the light in the community where they are placed. Father, use them to minister to those in their classrooms, in their communities, on the buses, in their classrooms, in their clubs, Father, to be light for you in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you give them opportunities to speak your word, Father, and to minister to those who may be seeking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. This is our prayer, Father, that you will get the glory through all of this, through the youth, and that more will come to you, Father. And we pray that their souls, Father, are given over to you, Father. We pray and we declare already that there is salvation. And that there will be more youth added to your kingdom, Father, and we will continue to do your work here in the earth. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Phoenicia. We appreciate that very much. Our time is almost gone. I want to say one more time, Gigi, thank you so much for being with us to read the Word of God. And thank you, Nini, for being with us as well. And let me say this, too, to every believer listening. If you don't already have the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that habit. And to every parent listening, we want to continue to encourage you to start the habit in your home of having each of your children to read at least 3 chapters out loud to you every day as well. That way, Dad, Mom, you'll know that they've read when they're reading out loud to you as well. So I hope that you'll do that then. So. Gigi, anything specific, what would you say is something very important for the church to be praying for young people about? Any specific need or concern, just anything that comes to mind?
Well, I think that some churches or people should start praying for the young people and hope for them to have a better future in life and hopefully have a better relationship with God as they continue their journey with them.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. And Lord, thank you again for just that concern Gigi has mentioned. More and more, help the church to become much more serious about reaching out and sharing the gospel with young people, discipling them, and helping them to become young kingdom warriors who know how to go out on the battlefield of life and win every single day. Thank you for that opportunity. Empower us to be a church that knows that the Great Commission very much includes our young people as well as adults as well. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of inviting Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a wonderful day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you now, from your heart, pray this prayer with me and commit your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live my whole life for you. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to follow your word daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're very much wanting to connect with you once again. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We would like to share with you some literature and resource material that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please email us again. That's joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to our broadcast. Please pray much for the ministry of American Family Radio. Thank you, Gigi, for being with us today. And thank you, Nene, for being with us as well. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.